Right, it's 25 minutes to 3 o'clock. This is the moment not to be missed. You need to go onto the 702 Facebook page, stream the activities that are happening in studio, and not just any ordinary activities. We speak to musicians on Fridays. We give them an opportunity to perform and to kind of almost tease the mood for the weekend. And today is no different. I've been raving about her music, her pop sound that has been climbing the charts across the country. She's new. I could say, it's fair to say you're new, right? Her name is Bianca Blank, and she joins us now in studio. Hello, Bianca.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank
you. I'm holding your self-titled debut album in my hands.
That's awesome.
Look at that back picture, back cover. She's sitting in this very grand chair.
It's one of the most like sassy pictures I've ever taken.
Yeah, right? You look so sassy. You look like a model.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful indeed. So, self-titled, it's the very first one. When did you start doing this?
Well, I was signed in like June last year. And that's where it started.
So how were you discovered then, leading up to you being signed?
I participated in a show called the Just Inspired Acoustic Sessions, where Just Music basically they put on a live show to scout for a new artist, and I was chosen as one of the new artists.
Yeah. That's amazing. So therefore, after that deal, you're signed, you're getting into the studio, you're recording, distribution, radio, you name it. So what do you think of the last couple of months?
It's been crazy. It's crazy. I can't believe how far I've come from where I was at that show to where I am now with my album completed. And yeah, it's insane.
I can imagine. It's like the 2018 being like a whirlwind.
Yeah.
What's the key? Exactly. So before we even get to you creating the music, so far in your gigging, you've performed with some of the biggest acts in this country. When you think of Wonderboom, Arno Carstens, Jesse Clegg.
Yeah.
You've opened up for musicians. This is intense.
It is awesome. It's incredible to spend your life growing up listening to these amazing artists.
And there you are hanging out with them backstage.
Hanging out with them, opening for them. It's insane. It's incredible.
Yeah. So the secret to your sound, is this the kind of sound you'd been making before this that you wanted to be known for? Tell me, take me through the sound journey.
Well, it started, I write in a folky kind of a girl next door way.
Yes.
And my producer, Matthew Fink, he had this really cool idea to make my songs, instead of the folky, lay low type of thing, he made it up-tempo and fun and summery. And that is, I think, how it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And the product I'm very, very proud of.
Yes. So you're packaged the way you like.
Yeah.
Because so often, the folky sound, and now what we hear, though, is much more pop kind of influenced sound.
It is a more pop influenced sound, but I think my writing style and my folky style is still in there. It still shows who I am as a person.
Yes. So the being on a stage, I know artists who talk about having stage fright. I remember Lady Zama for a long time. It's gotten better over the years. The more she performs, the more entrenched her career becomes. It's gotten a lot better, but she had to overcome serious stage fright. How do you approach that? Or how does it feel, in fact, being on stage in front of an audience? Is this where you feel most alive? Because someone like Judith Supuma, in fact, has said that she feels like that's when God, in fact, is talking and communicating with her through her when she's on stage.
That's really awesome. Yeah. I am very, very much at home on stage. Sometimes I get a little bit nervous before I get on stage still, but mostly I feel most comfortable on stage while performing, because it's a way for me to show who I truly am.
Mm-hmm.
Along with my songs, along with my writing, it's my home.
Where were you when you first heard your single on the radio? Let's look at Butterflies, for instance. Where were you?
I had just gotten home. My dad was still sitting in the car, and I got out. I went to put groceries down in the kitchen and he ran into the house. He said, come listen, come listen. And it was me singing on the radio and I stood there literally outside the car crying for the entire duration of the song.
Cried.
I cried, yeah.
With what? What was going through your mind?
Tears of joy.
Disbelief.
It was disbelief. Because you don't think about driving in the car and hearing your own song. No. So when it happens, it's a huge surprise.
Yes. And then with All My Life, also a brilliant track.
Thank you very much.
And watching them climb the charts. How does that feel?
Once again, it's insane. I didn't think that... Obviously, when I was recording the songs and when I was writing them, I hoped to get a good reaction out of people, to write something that someone could relate to. But I never thought that people would receive it so well.
Right.
And
right.
I'm very, very happy about that.
Yes. So who are your musical inspirations? Like, not necessarily so to model many. Yourself around, but that you feel, I could be friends with her. I could be girlfriends with her. We would hang out. We would jam, go clubbing and, you know, vibe.
I've got a lot of inspirations. I've actually just finished setting up a playlist on Deezer that is called the Inspirations Playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And on that playlist are people like JC Clegg, who I've opened for, Karen Zoid, Friendship and Coke, Dievels Fantasties, just a bunch of really amazing people that I've always looked up to.
Yeah, yeah. And now comes the work of music videos.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It is fun. It was really like, it was so nerve-wracking. I remember arriving there so stressed out because I've never done it before.
Yes.
And then by the end of the day, I'd sang the song about 10,000 times and I wasn't nervous anymore. So
it's pretty awkward, isn't it?
It is quite awkward because you don't know where to look, but you actually have to make eye contact with the camera, which is weird, but it was fun.
Because you're selling the lyrics.
Yeah.
You're selling the story. And yes, it's obviously in this very manipulated setup where you have to have take after take after take.
Yeah.
And it has to speak.
It has to be convincing every time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that can be a lot of fun. I've been on one of those sets and I think, oh my goodness, I wouldn't want to be an artist. Put me in the studio, make the music be on stage, not the music video, because it's just this strange thing that you're doing.
It was really weird.
But when you watch it at the end, it's like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very happy with how it came out, All My Life, the music videos.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun making it. And I think it represents what the idea was for the music video.
So do you actually play the ukulele?
I do. Okay. Of course.
I thought maybe it was just for the music video.
No. I do play
ukulele. How long have you been playing it for? And is it also the guitar and the ukulele?
Yeah. Guitar, I've been playing for about 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. I started lessons when I had just gotten into high school. So this is my 6th year, and ukulele for 3 years. But it's a fun hobby. It's really cool.
No, it's a fun instrument.
Mm.
Yes. It's just like the summer that you were going for, the sunny that you were going for, the ukulele just brings it.
It's
brings it.
Perfect for that.
Right. So which songs are you doing for us this afternoon?
Well, this afternoon I'm singing Butterflies, which was my first single. Step Right Up, which is my current single. It's a very fun carnival inspired song. And then This Heart, which is quite a deep, dark song.
So we're leaving out All My Life. I'm giving you the side eye. But nonetheless, let's take a break. When we come back, I hope you're in a position to watch Bianca Blanc this afternoon on our 702 Facebook page. As we always do with 702 Unplugged, we stream the performance for you so you can experience it all.
702 Unplugged.
Hello. Cool. I can't hear anything. Okay, there we go. This first song was my first single and it's called Butterflies. You walk down the street with her, she has no idea the games you play, but still you ever stay. I see you fun. She never knew you were mine. The games you play, but still you ever stay. You give her butterflies with your eyes, you take her breath away. You give her butterflies with those eyes, it's time to say goodbye. She still wonders why. It's on me and the things we left behind. You give her butterflies with your eyes, you take her breath away. You give her butterflies with those eyes, it's time to say goodbye.
That's my feebly flate. A very feeble flate. So next we've got what's coming up. Step right up, right? Yeah. Let's go straight into it. And then we'll also bring you the last one at this heart. Over to you guys.
Welcome to 702 Unplugged.
You go, step right up and tell me how to groove. You've taken over and I don't know what to do, 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 do. Step right up, I bought a ticket to your big show and this roller coaster ride. I'm mystified. Smoking mirrors are the things you do, but I freak show and this roller coaster ride. I'm mystified.
That was awesome. That was my first time hearing that one.
And did you like it?
Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. And now on to you ending us off on, you said it was a what? You described it as dark.
It's a kind of a deep
song. Deep, this heart. That's the title of what's next as she does her final performance for us this afternoon on 702 Unplugged is Bianca Blanc.
702 Unplugged. Don't miss a beat.
And yeah, here it goes. Please be careful with this heart of mine. It's only ever loved one time. Please be careful with this love of mine. A love that's so divine. Of the sea, let me see the beauty of the sky and the love like mountains rise high. Come my eyes, start a fire in my heart. I have my doubts, but now I'm
wait, you can't leave us there.
I can.
Is that where you're leaving us? After that guitar riff?
It was great, hey?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I mean...
And I thought, okay, come on, guys. You can't leave us there. We've got to talk about this. Are you happy with that? I don't think anybody watching on Facebook right now could possibly be happy with that. That was incredible, Bianca.
Thank you very much.
That was incredible. So what do we do for the next 4 minutes?
We do have another song that we can do.
Yes.
It's called Good Vibes.
Yes.
So you said you wanted to get the weekend vibes going.
Yes.
So the song is perfect for that. Sorry, we're just tuning back.
Yes, no, that's perfectly fine. That's part of what a live performance is all about. Cool. So is that the length of this heart on the album?
No, it is actually a little bit longer. We decided to shorten it a bit, keep it short and sweet. Whew. But yeah.
Hey, you took me somewhere.
<That's good.
laughs> You took me somewhere.
That was the purpose.
Yeah, it was absolutely sublime. Well done for that. Yes, Marcus says more. We want more. And Anel Fanzel says we want more.
There we go.
Let's yes.
702 Unplugged. Don't miss a beat.
Soaking up the summer sun, can nothing hold me back? Gonna have a ball, don't care at all, I'm feeling the goodbye. Letting my head down, the world can take me now, 'cause I'm feeling the goodbye. Bikini weather, you and me together with soaking up the summer sun. Gonna have a ball, don't care at all. I'm feeling the good vibes. Letting my head down, what can take me now? 'Cause I'm feeling the good vibes. Letting my head down, what can take me now? Ooh la 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 la, goodbye.
Exceptional. That was awesome. That was beautiful. Sidwell in Tutumani says, "Ah, oh, the young lady is going places. Her music just refreshed me. Nice on the ear. I'm tapping my feet as I write this to you."
That's
aren't
awesome.
You? It is. And so it goes. You should check out the comments on the Facebook page. Esty says, really love.